Hey everybody, how are you? I just wanted to come on tonight. I'm hoping to be able to do this at least once a week as the Lord leads me. But I'll just wait to see if anybody pops on and I will go ahead with my word. And yeah, so I was actually my oldest son, his had some starting to drive, so I have my oldest son getting on the road. So not that I'm nervous, but he's starting to drive now. Actually, he's listening in. Hi son, how are you? I'm talking about you. Yeah, so he's just starting to practice driving and he's doing well, but I'm a little nervous about him being on the road, but he'll be a good driver. So hi Kyle, how are you? That's you, yes. Hi Sherry, how are you? Just waiting a little bit longer before I go ahead with my word, and I will continue. And Sherry is a Chiefs fan, I found out, and just like Nolan. So I really don't know many Chiefs fans either, Sherry, because we're here in North Carolina. So I grew up as a Giants fan and a Jets fan, and my husband's a Steelers fan. So I don't know where he even got the Chiefs from, to be honest with you. So it's kind of an odd one, actually. And so I don't know, but we'll just wait for a couple more people and I'll begin. So I hope everybody's having a good night here. It's in North Carolina, so it's around 7:40 or so. I'm doing well, thank you. Hi Shata, how are you? Just gonna wait a little bit longer and I'll begin. Just bear with me. It's not my favorite thing to do, is speaking in public, as some of you know. It was something that I tried to dodge when I was in high school and I was in college. So I don't love public speaking, but the Lord is saying I have to do it, so I have to be obedient. Welcome, welcome everybody. Welcome. I titled my broadcast as His Heart Speaks. Because I like to intercede and pray and give prophecy as the Lord leads me to. And so I've been asking him, what would he want me to title my broadcast? And he says, His Heart Speaks. You know, when God speaks to me, I can feel His heart. And I don't know if you noticed some of my words, a lot of my words that I do get, I cry out for, because I can feel God's heart for people, and I can feel what's going on in your heart. So the Lord had me title it His Heart Speaks, so you know that how much He loves you and how much He when you hurt, He hurts. So hi Jackie, how are you? Hey Caleb, you're a Chiefs fan? Woohoo! Well, I'm not, but my son is, so that's great. So I don't know, we'll see what happens. Maybe the Chiefs win, we'll see. You're in California. Oh, yes, I've been to California, and actually, one of my word is going to be about San Francisco, actually. Hi, Agnes, how are you? Good to see you. Okay, so I'm gonna begin. So let me just invite the Lord in, and I'll begin. So I thank you, Lord. I thank you for this time together, Lord God. I thank you that we can gather together, Lord God, via internet, Father God. I invite you, Holy Spirit. I ask that you would have your way, that you would continue to lead and guide me, Lord God. I submit my mind, my will, my emotions, and all, and my imagination to you, God. I thank you, Father God, and I ask that you would speak through me, Lord God, tonight. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen. Okay, so the word that I heard was, set your face like flint. Be determined not to give up. Be determined not to give in. Set your face like flint and do not take your eyes off the Lord. Remain steadfast, pursuing Him. Those desires, the dreams that you have, they will become yours. I remember running a marathon, and when I had to run this marathon, I had to raise about $2,600 for this marathon. And I was young. I was newly married and I had a baby. And funny that we were talking about football. I had to raise this money, and what I did is I went to Giant Stadium and I earned money for a cause. I can't remember what exactly what it was for, but it was for those who were sick and were ill. And so we would raise this money. And I went to different football stadiums with me and my friend at the time when we were training together. And so we raised all this money. One night, I think I must have raised more than all, I raised all of what I owed. So $2,600 in extra, which I gave to my friend, all at one, I guess it was tailgating. Everybody was tailgating. So I was blessed by getting all this money and more so because everybody was generous when I was able to raise this money. So I had to raise this money and I was running a marathon. And I was going there, so I needed to raise this money, so I needed a flight. So I needed money for a flight. I needed to stay at a hotel. And I was out in San Francisco. And around the 20-mile marker, I was running very strong through this race. I was determined. I had to run up a lot of hills, and I'm not good at hills. I was never good at running up hills, but I had such determination. I had such perseverance that I was going to finish this race no matter what. And I was strong. I felt strong. But it was around the 21-mile marker. And I was weak. I couldn't do it anymore. I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know. My friend was running alongside of me. I was actually going to leave her behind because I was doing better than her. But we came together. So I wanted to make sure that we stayed together in this race, that I didn't leave her behind, that we stayed together, because that was basically the deal. So I was a baby Christian. I wouldn't even say I was a baby Christian. I grew up as a Catholic. Not a Catholic, I'm sorry. My father was a Catholic and my mother was a Christian. So I grew up as a Christian, but I had stepped away from the Lord during my teenage years. So as I was running this race, the girl who was running with me was a Christian. And she would always play this Christian music all the time. And I was like, wow, she would play Christian music, she would play country music. But during this 21-mile marker, I couldn't do it. I had nothing left in me. And she says to me, and I says to her, can you please play that Christian song? So she put the Christian song on, and the song that she put on was Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. I had to finish this race. And I was determined to finish this race. We came from New Jersey to San Francisco. I had to finish it. I had people watching me from back home, watching me run this race. I needed His grace. I needed His grace to help me win it. I needed His grace to bring me through. So as I was praying to the Lord the other day, I said, God, what's on your heart? And He says to me, set your face like flint. But the Lord God helps me. Therefore, I have not been disgraced. Therefore, I have set my eyes like flint. And I know that I shall not be put to shame. God is asking to be determined, to not give up. Continue on in your race. I had to continue on in my race. Was it easy? It wasn't easy, no. But I continued. I was just learning about Jesus through a friend of mine. I was a baby Christian. And she's playing Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. I needed God's grace to continue on in the race. We need God's grace. We need His help. But He's telling us to be determined. Continue to pray. Continue to pray for your circumstances. Continue to pray for your nation. The nation of America. We are going to be one nation under God. We are going to come back to God. The enemy is already defeated. He's a defeated foe. He's defeated in your life. He's defeated in your family's life. And he's defeated in my life. Before I got on my knees and I said, God, do you have one last word? Do you have a word to say? And he says to me, I am with you. Not speaking to me, this is for you guys too, okay? I'm taking this for myself. But he says, I am with you. Be determined. Be resolute. Resolute means unwavering. Unwavering in our faith. You will conquer all. I always go before you. I am your helper. I will never leave you, nor forsake you. That is a promise. That is his promise to us. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. But he's asking us to be determined, be resolute. Don't give up. Don't give up. So I thank you, God. I thank you for this word tonight, God. I thank you for those that are watching, God. I thank you for Sherry and Kelly and Jackie, God. I thank you for them, Lord. I'm just going to just continue to pray in the spirit and as the Lord leads me. If you have any prayer requests, just type them in because I want to pray for you all tonight. I want to pray for you and I want to hear the Lord's voice and hear his heart and see what he has to say because he wants to speak. He wants to speak tonight and he wants to speak to you. So I thank you, God. I thank you for this time, Lord. I honor you, God, and I glorify your name, God, because there's no one like you, God. There's no one like you, Father. There's no one like you, God. Father God, I ask that now, Father God, that you would come and wrap your arms around them, Lord. There's one in particular that, God, that just see him embracing you so tightly. They need to feel his love because you're tired and you're worn out. And you need to know that he loves you. And you need to know that he hasn't given up on you. He hasn't given up on you. So don't give up on him. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. Caleb, I just wanted to, you asked me for prayer. Eating Caleb, Lord God. Father God, I ask that you would bless him, Lord God. Even now as he came into to North Carolina, Lord God, I pray that you would lead him to the right people, Lord God. I thank you, Father God. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Father God, I pray for strength for Jackie, Lord. I ask that you would strengthen Jackie. I ask that you would give her the strength that she needs, Lord God, to carry on. Lord God, I thank you. I thank you, Jesus. Oh, Rababo Shanamianda, hi. Isakotorodo Shanamianda, Krianda, 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 hi. Someone needs to hear this word. I'm hearing it again. You need to be resolute. Resolute. You need to be unwavering in your faith. You need to be unwavering in your faith that don't give up, that what God has promised you, it will come to pass. It will come to pass. Some of you are in the middle of taking in a test. You're taking a test, and I can see this. I can actually see kids in a classroom, and I can see us sitting in a classroom, and that God is giving us a test. Are we going to pass this test in our faith? Are we going to continue to stay determined and not give up? I thank you, God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Yes, God. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord God. I decree and declare restoration over Jackie. I declare restoration over Jackie. Any situation, Father God, that she is going through now, if it's a family situation, Lord God, I pray for that restoration in the name of Jesus. Oh, namamo shakaradianda hai. Isa kododosha karadianda karianda karianda karianda. Father God, I ask you to make a way for Emmanuel where there seems to be no way, O God. I ask for your divine intervention on his behalf, O God. I thank you, Father God. I thank you, Father God. I thank you, Lord, for the divine intervention, Father God. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord God. I pray for a healing over Elizabeth's daughter, Father. We ask for your healing, Lord God. I extend my hand to you now, Elizabeth, and I pray, Father God, for your healing power to come upon her daughter, God. I thank you, Father God. We speak life over her, God. We speak life over her in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father God. I don't know, I'm hearing this for a word for somebody. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Ooh, shanamamo, shararanda, kardianda, kardianda, hai. Isa kurdo, shanamianda, hai. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Ah, kurdo, shanamianda, kardianda, 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 hai. Isa kurdo, shakurdo, shakurdo, sha. I also seeing this now. I don't know who's waiting for certain family members to come in, but I'm also seeing this light switch being turned on. This light switch is going to be turned on and they're going to be able to see the truth. Father God, I call forth restoration. I call forth the prodigals, oh God. I thank you, Father God, that you're opening up their eyes that they can see, oh God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Holy Spirit. Ho rababosha karadianda hai. Thank you, Father God. I thank you, Father God. Yes, Father God, confirm, confirmation for Sherry, oh God. Confirm, Father God, what she needs to hear, Lord God. I ask that you would speak to her, Father God, even in the night hour, oh God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. 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 I see somebody sitting at a kitchen table, and I see that they have their legs kind of spread out, and I see that they kind of feel like they're hopeless, not sure what they're going to do or what direction they're going to go in. And I can actually see their sneakers, and God says, I'm going to lead you. I'm going to lead you. Do not worry. Do not doubt. Do not fear. I brought you here for a reason. Isa kurdo shakriya tigriya 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 tigriya. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, that you provide all of our needs, Lord. I thank you that you're providing Jeanette's needs, Father God. Provide, God. Make a way, Father God. Make a way, Father God. We pray for breakthrough. I pray for breakthrough. 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 I thank you, God. I just break off all old mindsets in the name of Jesus. Father God, I ask that you would bring forth the new God, the people that need the new God. I ask that you would usher in the new in their life, God. Usher in the new in the name of Jesus. O rababosha, isa karadianda hai. He karadianda karianda 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 hai. Isa kurdosha kurdosha kurdosha. I welcome everyone who's new here or who hasn't been on. I welcome you. I welcome you here. I'm just waiting upon the Lord as he gives me words to speak. I thank you, God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Because I can't do this without him. So I need his help. So I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. You're his heart. You're his heart. You're his heart. And he cares deeply about every single thing you're going through. Every single thing you're going through. Oh, shakrado sharamianda kriyanda kriyanda hai. Isakrudosha. Father God, yes, Lord. Bring your breakthrough, Lord. Bring your breakthrough, God. Bring your breakthrough, oh God. Bring your breakthrough in Jackie's life, oh God. Bring it, Father God. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I see a sledgehammer, Jackie. I see a sledgehammer, and I see like walls being torn down. I thank you, Father God, for those walls that are being torn down, Father God. I thank you, Holy Spirit. I thank you, Heavenly Father. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, I thank you. There's nothing like your love, God. There's nothing like your love, Lord God. Father God, I just ask that you would pour out your love upon these people, Lord God. Father God, I ask that you would pour out your love upon them, God. Dosha kurdosha namianda kurdosha. I kurdosha. Isa kurdosha kurdianda kurdianda hai. Thank you, Father God, for your favor. I thank you for your favor, yes, Lord. I thank you for your favor upon Laura, God. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for open doors, Lord God, for Laura. I thank you for the open doors, Lord God. Oh, shakradianda, kredo, shakradianda, hai. Jesus, 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 thank you, God. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Be determined. Be determined and not give up. Do not give up on your families. Do not give up on the circumstances and the promises that you're waiting for. That was the word that the Lord had given me. Set your face like flint. Set your face like flint and do not give up. Stay resolute. Stay resolute, and if you're weak in your faith, ask God to increase your faith. Ask God to increase your faith. God says, my promises for you are yes and amen. Those desires will become yours. He's not holding them back from you. He's not holding them back. They're yours. You will have them. I thank you, Lord God. Father, I pray a blessing upon Samantha. I ask that you would bless the work of her hands, oh God. Father God, I ask that you would just continue to fill her up, Lord God. Fill her up in the work and the calling that you've called for her to do, Lord God. Father God, I pray that you are going to provide everything that she needs, God, for your riches and glory, God. I thank you for this. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Be determined and don't give up. Be determined and don't give in. Run to your Father. Run to his arms. Run to his feet. You know, this is something that I always learned to do when I first was starting to follow the Lord, and the Lord would call me, and I would be on my knees before him, and I would just cry out to him. My tears broke through. My tears broke through. My tears made a way. He answers our tears. He answers through our cries. He hears us. He hears you. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God, we need your strength, God. Yes, God, we need your strength, God. Pour your strength upon us, God. I thank you that the joy of the Lord is their strength. The joy of the Lord is their strength. I thank you, Father God, that they are determined, God. That they are not going to give up. They are not going to give in, God. That you are making a way, Father God, where there seems to be no way, Father God. That they are going to remain resolute. That they're going to remain determined, God. That they are going to get on their knees and cry out for their family. That they're going to get on their knees and cry out for their nation. That they're going to get on their knees and cry out for you to make a way, Father God, for them. Because you are going to, God. That is your promise. That your promise to us are yes and amen, God. I thank you, Father God, that you are our answer. You are our solution, God. I thank you, Father God, that you never give up on us. I thank you that you never give up. Father God, and I pray right now, Lord God, for your strength for them, that they will never give up on you, Lord. And I know that they won't. I know that they won't. Because you've put perseverance in them. You've given them perseverance to fight the good fight, to run the race. So I thank you, Jesus. I give you glory, God. I give you the glory, God. I'm walking this with you, I hear him say. I'm walking through these circumstances with you. I kept hearing last night, and I'm like, why am I hearing this? And I'm hearing it again, so I have to repeat it out loud. When I was growing up, I heard footprints, one set of footprints in the sand. One set of footprints in the sand. Dear God, you ask me how I am. I don't know the rest of it, but he's walking right with you. You're not alone. He's right there with you. Yeah, Shada, even when we give up on ourselves, but he won't let us give up. Because you, Shada, have the determination. You are determined. You are determined, and you know you're determined. You know you have that perseverance because God has put it in you. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Yes, Denise. Yes, the endurance. More endurance. Yes, we need the endurance. Praise God. Praise God. I thank you all so much for coming on and listening. I'm planning to come on again once a week as the Lord leads me, but I really felt to come on and give this word of encouragement and to pray for you all. I love to pray for God's people. I love to hear his heart. And sometimes it's not easy. I gotta be honest. Sometimes it breaks my heart too when people are going through difficult times. But I just want you to know that I've been through difficult times too, and that I persevered. I didn't give up. I wouldn't have been here. I wouldn't be here now And I know that a lot of you right now, and I've said it before, that you guys, God has put a lot of perseverance in you. Amen. Samantha, I take it. I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. Amen. Yes, Angela, he carries you. Yes. Praise God. Praise God. We give him the glory. We give him the glory. We give him all the praise because he deserves it. He deserves it. He's saying right now, I'm saying, you're a winner. You're a winner. You're already the winner. You're already the winner. Just got to finish. You just got to finish. And you will. And you will. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Be blessed, everybody. I hope this blessed you. Again, like I said, this is not my public speaking is not my favorite thing to do, but God is saying I've got to do this, so I have to be obedient. And I just pray that the words blessed you. And I hope that you have a good night. And I'll talk to you all soon, okay? Bye-bye.